the New York Irish Hour. I'm your host, Andy Cooney. I love Irish music, and I love being Irish in New York. I'm going to kick off the show with one of my own recordings. It's a track from my latest CD, Irish Country Skyline. As you listen, I hope your mind wanders off as mine did to an Irish country skyline.
I'm looking out the window of a concrete cage. I'm missing home, I'm missing her, I'm missing space. But there's a place I go when I close my eyes. I see an Irish country skyline. There's an Irish country skyline rolling so peaceful in my mind. These city streets and neon lights just leave me aching for the sight of an Irish country skyline. There's a big old tree I climbed as a child. Across on a steeple you can see for miles. And the brightest lights around are the stars that shine on that Irish country skyline. There's an Irish country skyline rolling so peaceful in my mind. These city streets and neon lights just leave me aching for the sight of an Irish country skyline. Never thought about it much till I went away. Now that picture's what I wish for when I miss more every day. There's an Irish country skyline rolling so peaceful in my mind. These city streets and neon lights just leave me aching for the sight of an Irish country skyline. Nothing makes me feel alive or brings a teardrop to my eye like an Irish country skyline.
This next track comes from another young and talented songwriter and vocalist. He's from the County Kildare. Here's Michael English with Take Me Home.
I've walked these city streets too long, working hard and singing songs, but nothing in my pocket after all these lonely years. And I've drank my way from town to town, tried my best to settle down, but city life's not simple for a country boy like me. And I've slept in boxes for a bed, at every bar to earn my bread, but nothing but a squeeze box and the tune to call my own. But I'd love to see the folks again, pack my bags and catch the plane, and head across the ocean to my home. I'm going home, I'm going home again, back to the places and the faces that I missed along the way. I'm going home, oh take me home again, take me back where I belong. Yeah. I've slept out in Trafalgar Square, still and all it can't compare to lie at night and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. And I've stood beneath the Taj Mahal, I traded all for all its gold, stand outside the GPO again on Patrick's Day. And I've kissed across the Golden Gate, I helped to build the Empire State. It's a long, long way from Ballyfunion to New York.
York. And I busked that night around Times Square, a wine and dine a millionaire who flew me across the ocean to my home. I'm going home. I'm going home again, back to the places and the faces that I missed along the way. I'm going home. Oh, take me home again. Take me back to the place where I belong. And the faces that I've missed along the way. I'm going home. Oh, take me home again. Take me back to the place where I belong. Yeah.
That's Michael English with Take Me Home on the New York Irish Hour. The year was 1994. It was a big year for me. I was in my mid-20s and I had just left the Paddy Noonan Band to spread my wings. Also in 1994, there was an 8-minute dance routine called Riverdance that was performed at the Eurovision Song Contest, kind of like our Grammy Awards. People couldn't stop talking about it, and it went on to be one of the biggest touring shows of all time. And in 1994, it was an amazing album that came out called A Woman's Heart that took the Irish music scene by storm. Here's the title track, A Woman's Heart.
My heart is low, my heart is so low, as only a woman's heart can be. The drip from my bewildered eyes, taste of bittersweet romance. You're still in my hopes, you're still on my mind. Oh. And even though I manage on my own, my heart is low. My heart is so low, as only a woman's heart can be. As only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can know. Restless eyes feel my troubled soul, and memories flood my weary heart. I mourn for my dreams, I mourn for my wasted love. And while I know that I'll survive alone, my heart is low. My heart is so low, as only a woman's heart can be. As only a woman, as only a woman, as only a woman's heart can know. My heart is low. Woman.
That was Eleanor McAvoy and Mary Black with A Woman's Heart. This next tune comes from Mike Denver from Galway. He's been on my Cruise of Irish Stars a couple of times. This song is about all the Irish that went to England for work. And like here in America, they made their mark. This is Paddy.
From his window, he watches his people come and go on their way, rushing to catch the train homewards, as he often did in his day. Remembers the dark of the mornings, the days he worked in the rain. Good times, the bad times, and the friends that he knew, he'll never see them again. At night when the streets are deserted, except for the takeaway signs, he thinks of the men that he worked with, on the buildings, the roads, and the mines. The girl that he met in the county, thought he might make her his own. Maybe if there was less drinking, he wouldn't have wound up alone.
P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done.
And G is for drinking when working was done.
Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done,
you're the rock that England stands on. You can never explain just what happened. Years seemed to pass like a day. Was it the rain or the shovel took the strength from his limbs away? Sometimes he thinks of the boreen that led from his house to the lane, and the fields that he worked with his father. He'll never see them again.
P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done.
And D is for drinking when working was done.
Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on.
As he makes his way back to the shelter, rain starts to fall on the ground. A young man just in from Cork City asks him where work could be found. Said, son, take a long look at Paddy, and remember, whatever you do, this broken old man that you're seeing was once a young fella like you.
He is for powerful when put to the test. He is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done.
And D is for drinking when working was done.
Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish, hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done,
you're the rock that England stands on.
That was Mike Denver on the New York Irish Hour, and we'll be right back. Imagine 1,000 Irish on a Caribbean cruise.
One, two, three,
that's
four.
Right. Join me, Andy Cooney, on my 23rd Cruise of Irish Stars. We'll be cruising the Western Caribbean on the exquisite Sky Princess. We'll be leaving from Fort Lauderdale on January 29th, 2022. We'll travel to Grand Cayman, Rotan, Honduras, Belize, and Cozumel, Mexico. Our first-class lineup will include world-famous Irish tenor Ronan Tynan. Also, the Screaming Orphans, Tom Comerford, the Druids, Devry, the Willie Lynch Band, Stevens Green, and many more. And Andy Cooney. Hey, that's me. And my world-famous Irish band. Drink package gratuities and complimentary internet access are included. Prices start at $1,099. Go to cruiseofirishstars.com or call travel professionals right away at 1-800-724-9511. That's 724-9511. Now, the Cruise of Irish Stars is only available to those that book through travel professionals. We'll see you on board. Welcome back, everyone. That was Celtic Thunder with the iconic Phil Coulter's Ireland's Call. Speaking of Phil Coulter, I've been blessed to get to know Phil over these recent years. In 2014, we put out an album together. We did some tour dates, including the National Concert Hall in Dublin and New York's Carnegie Hall. I had a chance to catch up with Ireland's ambassador of music this week. Hi, Phil. Welcome to the New York Irish Hour.
Hello, Andy Cooney. I'm glad to be part of the New York Irish Hour.
Well, it's great to be with you and to play your music and, of course, to work with you the many times that we have. You've written so many great, great songs, worked with so many great artists. This next song that I'm going to play on the show here today, I just love it. You did it on the tour. It's a song you wrote called There's Life in the Old Dog Yet, and you recorded it with Ronnie Drew, the Dubliners. That had to be an experience.
Well, you know, Andy, I've spent a lot of time in this business and a lot of time in studios, as you know. I'd worked with a whole host of artists and groups and whatever. But I have to say that there's one act that when I look back on my 3 or 4 years in the studio producing their album, always have to smile, and that was the Dubliners, because it was, I mean, unpredictable, absolutely. I mean, Ronnie Drew used to say...
I would love to be a fly on the wall.
Well, Ronnie Drew used to say that they rehearsed on stage. That was their approach to the music business. So in the studio, it was little, the idea of rehearsing for an album or going through tracks and working out a set list, etc., didn't cross their minds at all. Just let's get into the studio and see what happens, basically. So over the years, I had to really kind of train them a little bit and say, guys, you know, you have to do some homework. We have to have some idea what's going on before we actually darken the door of the studio. Ronnie was probably in a band full of characters, larger than life characters. I mean, Andy, when those five guys got together on stage, like something magical happened. They were a force of nature. Everyone was larger than life. Everyone was a character. None bigger than Ronnie Drew. Ronnie was the character to end all characters. He was a kind of father figure, I suppose, in the outfit. In latter years, when Ronnie had left the Dubliners, pursued a solo career for a while, and he was a near neighbor of mine. He used to call around occasionally for a cup of tea in the afternoon. And after one of those cups of tea, I persuaded Ronnie. I said, you know what, Ronnie? You're now in your kind of mid-70s. This is what they call the autumn of your years, politely. So I said, let's make an album. I think I should make an album with you of singing kind of reflective songs like If I Had My Life to Live Over or The Old House or When I Was 17. And it was a great project, because we enjoyed each other's company. And there was never a dull moment with Ronnie. But Ronnie, you know, as I said, to get Ronnie actually focused on working took a long time. Ronnie used to say when I would try and harness the guys and get them kind of fired up to get into the studio, Ronnie would say, right, now that's too early. We have to get the morning pint. The morning pint is the most important one of the day before work at all. And I'd say, why is that, Ronnie? He'd say, because it gets the taste of the bloody toothpaste out of your mouth.
You know, I'm going to have to try that. Have you tried it? Have you tried it, Phil?
No, I haven't got the constitution for a pint of Guinness before my breakfast. No. But, so we, having come up with a concept, then I thought, what I need now, I need a title for the album, and I need to write a new song, which is for Ronnie and about Ronnie. And if you know the history of the Dubliners and all of the characters they're in and the stories that have been written and told about them, you'll know a little bit about the inspiration for this song. I enjoyed writing the song a lot because I knew that it's always a gift for a songwriter when you know specifically the voice and the character that you're writing the song for.
And you you also were planning for, you know, the later times in your career as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, the repertoire has to become fresh. I can't sing the title of So Well Forever, so I had to have a few other tricks. But it's a bit of fun. It's a bit of light relief. Song that that I'm kind of proud of. And when we do it ourselves on stage, as you'll remember, it's always a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, Phil, there is life in the old dog yet. And listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the New York Irish Hour. I hope you'll come again because there are so many moments and so many recordings, and I might even play one or two that we did together. I have so many fond memories of being in the studio with you. So hopefully we can do this again real soon.
My pleasure. God bless you, Andy.
In my time, I've been a few places, and I've many a story to tell. I've sung with the best, and I've drunk with the rest. I've known heaven, I've known hell. There are friends I choose to remember, and friends I'd sooner forget. I've known winners, I've known sinners, I've known joy, and I've known regret. But it's not over till it's over, and not till the fat lady sings. There's time for a few more verses of the captains and the kings. Our days are surely numbered. That's not easy to forget. But it's not over till it's over, and there's life in the old dog yet. There's life in the old dog yet. When I started out on this journey, never knew there'd be no turning back. I've been carried along by the love of the song, of the music and the crack. With some wild and crazy companions, I soldiered many's a year. There were none of us saints, but I've got no complaints. That was then, this is now, I'm still here. It's not over till it's over, and not till the fat lady sings. There's time for a few more verses of the captains and the kings. Our days are surely numbered. That's not easy to forget. But it's not over till it's over, and there's life in the old dog yet. There's life in the old dog yet. Fat lady sings. There's time for a few more verses of the captains and the kings. Our days are surely numbered. That's not easy to forget. But it's not over till it's over, and there's life in the old dog yet. There's life in this old yet.
That was the one and only Ronnie Drew with Phil Coulter on the New York Irish Hour. Here's an old sea shanty I first heard from the Clancy Brothers. It takes place in Yarmouth Town on the east coast of Great Britain. But for today, let's pretend that we're at the Irish village in Yarmouth Town, Cape Cod. Take it away, Derek Ryan.
Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Hey! Oh! In Yarmouth Town there lived a man, he kept a little tavern by the strand. The landlord had a daughter fair, a pretty little thing with the golden hair. Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Sailor man, he asked the daughter for her hand. Why should I marry you, she said, when I get all I want without being wed? Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Now if with me it'd like like to linger. I'll tie some string around my finger as you walk by. Pull on my string and I'll come down and I'll let you right in. Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? At closing time the sailor man went back to the tavern by the strand. He'd never seen such a sight before, but the string on her finger was all she wore. Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Next night in Yarmouth Town, 15 sailors pulled on her string. She came down and she let them all in. Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? All you men who to Yarmouth go, if you see those girls with their hair hung low, all you gotta do is pull on the string and they'll come down and they'll let you all in. Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Won't you come down, won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town? Say your home, boy. Won't you come down, won't you come down to Yarmouth Town?
This next tune comes from the Murphys. Candy and Katie Murphy write all the songs, and their sister Cindy performs them. On this particular song, Candy and Katie are joined as writers with Derek Ryan. This is The Man Who Loved Me First.
Hold my hand, don't let go. Lose the weight of the world. I can see a look in your eyes that keeps me safe and makes me feel like home, just like the man who made me who I am. The man who loved me first, his heart and his word. For better or worse, he'll be there for us. The man who loved me first. Everything you love about me is what he taught his little girl, his baby. Our journey in life begins today. To a heart of memories you can't give away. Just like the man
who
Was the Murphys on the New York Irish Hour. I came across this album by a young Dee Riley called A Toast to the Irish Colleens. It was produced by Dermot O'Brien in 1998. Here's the Auld Lammas Fair, followed by Barney Brannigan.
At the Auld Lammas Fair in Ballycastle long ago, I met a little Colleen who set my heart aglow. She was smiling at her daddy, buying lambs from Paddy Row. At the Auld Lammas Fair in Ballycastle, oh, I seen her on that night when the moon was shining bright. From the Auld Lammas Fair in Ballycastle, oh. At the Auld Lammas Fair, boys, were you ever there? Were you ever at the fair in Ballycastle, oh? Did you treat your Mary Ann to dulcet yellow man? At the Auld Lammas Fair in Ballycastle, oh. There's a neat little cabin near the slopes of Alnaclade. It's lit by love and sunshine where the heather honey's made. But the bees are ever humming and our childer's joyous call resound across the valley as the shadows fall. I take my fiddle down and my Mary smiling there brings back the happy memory of the Lammas Fair. At the Auld Lammas Fair, boys, were you ever there? Were you ever at the fair in Ballycastle, oh? Did you treat your Mary Ann to dulce and yellow man? At the Auld Lammas Fair in Ballycastle, oh. His name is Barney Brannigan from the county of Tyrone. He had an old acquaintance there, they called her Mrs. Malone. She had one only daughter whom he's often gone to see. And when he's dressed all in his best, there's none as fine as he. Arra Barney, arra a stranger now, how are you getting on? How is all belonging to Pat and how is little Tom? How is Mrs. Brannigan and the lodger Mike Malone? Come draw your chair up to the fire and make yourself at home. The girl's own name is Mary, whom he's often gone to see. And though he's fond of all the girls, there's none as sweet as she. But when he goes down to the house, he feels a trifle shy. With his finger on the latchkey, he can hear the old ladies cry. Arra Barney, arra the stranger now, how are you getting on? How is all belonging to Pat and how is little Tom? How is Mrs. Brannigan and the lodger Mike Malone? Come draw your chair up to the fire and make yourself at home. 10 years they've been together and he thinks it's rather long. So now he has made up his mind with Mary he'll be going. They'll wed at the church next Sunday in the merry month of May. And when he goes down to the house, no more the old ladies will say, arra Barney, arra the stranger now, how are you getting on? How is all belonging to Pat and how is little Tom? How is Mrs. Brannigan and the lodger Mike Malone? Come draw your chair up to the fire and make yourself at home.
I just couldn't do that to my close friend Dee Riley without playing one of her latest country music hits in Ireland. Here's Dee Riley with the 16th of May.
I lit some candles, turned on some music, fired up those songs of yesterday, cracked open a beer, and put my feet up. I raised my can to 16th of May. 16th of May, the day we said goodbye. 16th of May, well, I didn't realize that every year on that day it would be a holiday. Here's to my lawyer and 16th of May. I got the house and both our children. I got the boat and that brand new Chevrolet. And he got nothing, I'm proud to tell you, due to his actions on the 16th of May. 16th of May, the day we said goodbye. 16th of May, well, I didn't realize that every year on that day it would be a holiday. Here's to my lawyer and 16th of May. See, my private eye, he testified that lady was a tramp. The proof he had showed the judge my man didn't stand a chance. You see, he lit some candles, turned on some music. He fired up those songs of yesterday, uncorked a bottle of vintage Chardonnay. But I wasn't with him on the 16th of May. 16th of May, the day we said goodbye. 16th of May, well, I didn't realize that every year on that day it would be a holiday. Here's to my lawyer and 16th of May. Here's to my lawyer and 16th of May.
That was Dee Riley, Before and After, on the New York Irish Hour, and we'll be right back. You've been talking about going to Ireland for years, so now you can come with me, Andy Cooney. We'll be leaving from the USA on October the 4th and begin our musical and magical 10-day journey of the Emerald Isle. And in addition, we'll jump over to Liverpool, the home of the Beatles, for a couple of nights, and take the Magical Mystery Tour. Joining me on this trip will be Grammy Award-winning artist Larry Gatlin.
All the gold in California.
We're going to have some great shows as well. It's going to be a blast, so don't miss it. For all the details, go to andycooney.com or call Caddy Tours at 866-387-6759. That's 866-387-6759. I know this has been on your bucket list. Welcome back, everyone. Let's kick off part three of the New York Irish Hour with Kathy Durkin's latest single, Go Light Your World.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle. Some
What a great song from Kathy Durkin. This next song comes from superstar Rod Stewart. It takes us back to May 1916, where Irish poet Joseph Mary Plunkett was married to his love, Grace Gifford, on the eve of his execution in Kilmainham Jail for his involvement in the quest for Irish freedom at the uprising of 1916 in Dublin. Here's Rod Stewart with Grace.
As we gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham Jail, I think about these past few weeks. Oh, will they say we failed? From our school days they have told us we must yearn for liberty. Yet all I want this dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now I know it's hard for you, my love, to ever understand the love I bear for these brave men, my love for this dear land. But when Padre called me to his side down in the GPO. I had to leave my own sick bed. To him I had to go. Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love, I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now as the dawn is breaking, my heart is breaking too. On this May morn, as I walk out, my thoughts will be of you. And I write some words upon the wall, so everyone will know. I love so much that I could see his blood upon the rose.
Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love, I place this upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. No, there won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye.
Just beautiful and heartfelt. Rod Stewart on the New York Irish Hour. I have an event coming up that I'll need your support. I'll be with the New York Tenors for a virtual concert that will stream Friday evening, March 12th through Sunday evening, March 14th. It will benefit Father Francis Pizzarelli and Hope House Ministries. All the proceeds will go to help broken young people struggling with addiction. To support us, go to andycooney.com for online tickets. Now, I never do this. Here's a sneak preview from the concert. The New York Tenors are joined virtually with a musical group from Hope House called The Hymns. That stands for Hope Inspired Men Sing. Now, when I say virtually, the New York Tenors are at the beautiful Theater at North in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and The Hymns are at St. Francis Chapel at Hope House in Port Jefferson, Long Island. So direct from the New York Tenors virtual concert, this is You Raise Me Up.
When I am down and know my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be,
then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. Raise me up to more than I can be.
No life, no life without its hunger. Each restless heart beats so imperfectly. And then you come and I am filled with wonder. Sometimes I think we've glimpsed eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise
That was a sneak preview from the New York Tenors virtual concert that will be happening next weekend. Please support us at andycooney.com. Thanks for tuning in to the New York Irish Hour. Please visit my website, andycooney.com, and sign up for my email list. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm Andy Cooney, and thanks for tuning in to the New York Irish Hour.